Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me again this evening to scripture we've looked at last Friday night, Psalm 4. Psalm 4. Psalm 4, verse 8. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For you, Lord, only make me to dwell in safety. Today's English version of verse 8 says, when I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. Can He do it?
Yes.
Is it His will?
Yes.
You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe. We've been on for the last several weeks now a subject we're calling perfect protection. Perfect protection. We read, you know, that the Bible said in the last days there'd be perilous or dangerous times. And that evil seducers and people would wax worse and worse. So we can't really use our faith to believe that this whole planet is going to become safe and completely safe and peaceful the longer we go. We're told it's going to get worse. Aren't we? We're told it's going to get worse. It's going to be violence and there's going to be danger. In the last days, he said, would be dangerous, perilous times. And we can certainly see that, can't we? I mean, you don't go a day without seeing on the news where somebody got hurt, somebody got killed, somebody got robbed and murdered and so-called accidents and every other thing. So we are in the midst. We've been here all our life and we don't think about it so much. But this is a dangerous place. This place called Earth. I don't care where you live. You think you live in a country town in a rural area, but people get killed out there too. They get killed. People, crime and tractors running over people. And I mean, you know, you can get killed anywhere. And dead is dead. Whether in the city or the country or by a bullet or by a mule kicking you in the head. Dead is dead. There's dangers, what I'm saying. You can't go to a place where you say, boy, this is a completely safe place. You could get the flu and die. I mean, right? I mean, where is this completely safe place? Not down here. You can't find it. But, can God, in the midst of all this danger, can He keep us safe? Can He protect us? Is it His will? We are convinced that yes, He can, and yes, it is His will. And so we've been camping out in Psalm 91. You want to go there now? Psalm 91, we've been camping out, looking at it word and phrase, verse at a time. And we are convinced that it's always God's will to protect His people. But we have found that it's not all up to God, whether we're protected or not. We have a large responsibility in the matter. And we see in this 91st Psalm, things that we're supposed to do, and then things that God said He would do in response to us doing that. So there is a manward side to us being protected, and there is a Godward side to us being protected. Well, if we got responsibilities, we need to find out, and we don't need to wait a bunch of time. We need to find out so we can be safe right now. So, verse 1, let's review a little bit. Psalm 91, 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to read this to you from the English version here. I got it with me today. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, this is verse 1, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty can say to Him, He's going to do what? He's going to say, You are my defender and protector. You are my God. In you I trust. Should we say this? Is this our responsibility? Now see, people that haven't been taught the importance, the significance of saying, they haven't been taught the importance of their words, that just goes right over their head. But how do you get born again? You believe in your heart and you do something else. You confess. You speak with your mouth. You know, there's a lot of people in this town tonight, people all over the world that believe in God. They believe He's real. They believe in Jesus. They believe Jesus is real. They believe Jesus went to the cross. They believe He rose from the dead. They believe He's coming again and are lost. Lost. You know why? They have not received Him and confessed Him as their Lord. The Bible said the devils believe in God and tremble. Well, they're not saved. Amen. No, but how many are glad that you not only believe that, but you confessed with your mouth and you said, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for saving me. My faith is in you. That I'm saved by your blood, by your redemptive work. You must believe it. You must confess it personally. Now we know that about the new birth, but people got off the train after that. No, it's the same thing with your healing. It's the same thing with your provision. It's the same thing with your protection. It's not enough to believe God can heal. Sometimes He heals. No, it's not enough. That's like believing God can save. And sometimes it's just will to say, you can be lost like that.
Amen.
Somebody, what if somebody told you, well, I believe God can save now. Oh, I believe it with all my heart. And I believe sometimes He does. Well, if you said, have you made Jesus your Lord and Master? Oh, I don't know. It's up to Him. What would you tell them? You're in trouble. But see, people have not carried that over to other areas. You ask them, do you believe God can heal? I believe God can heal anything, anything, anywhere, anytime. You believe it's His will to heal? Well, you just never know. You know what God is going to do. You believe God is your healer? Well, it's up to Him. You know, we really don't have much to do with it. Well, you believe a lie. You have just as much to do with you being healed as you do you being saved. Just as much. And you can't just, you know, bump along and say, well, God's a healer. No, He is my healer. My healer. He heals me just like you believe He's my Savior. He saves me. Can you see that? So important. Everybody said out loud, the Lord
is the Lord
who heals me.
He forgives
all my iniquities and He heals
all my diseases.
Am I quoting Scripture?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what if it's not His will? Well, then, like we said before, confessing that would create a problem, wouldn't it? But there's no problem in the Word, just in people's heads. Now, what about your protection?
Same
that people say, I believe God could protect you in any place. I don't care. Do you believe if somebody put up a gun is going to shoot you, could God protect you and keep that bullet from hitting you? I believe God can do anything. You believe if somebody put some deadly disease in you, could God neutralize that? I believe God can do anything. Could God do it? I believe God. Would He? Would He do it for you? Well, well, if it was His will. See, that's an easy way out. That means you don't have, it's not your responsibility. You don't have to believe anything. Did you hear me now? It's a spiritually irresponsible position. And it's just as wrong as the man saying, I believe God can save anybody, but it's up to Him whether I'm saved or not. We know that's not right, but we got to get clear that it's that way in every area of life. Is He your Savior?
Yes.
Your Savior?
Yes.
My Savior?
Yes.
Is He your healer?
Yes.
Come on, everybody say it out loud. He's my healer.
He's my healer.
How about your provider?
He's my,
now I'm telling you, it's a spiritual principle. Whatever you say He is to you, He will be to you. You go around all the time saying, God's my provider. He meets all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He always takes care of me. He always meets all my needs. Whatever you say He is to you, He will be experientially to you. Well, notice what does this say? I mean, we're verse 2 of this psalm. And what does it say? I will
save.
You must say this. And not put a bunch of ifs and a bunch of doubt in it. You must say what? The English version says, you are my defender. Don't you like that? You are my defender and protector. Which is the spirit of what he's saying here. You are my God, in you I trust. Everybody say it out loud. You are my refuge.
You are my refuge.
You are my defender.
You are my defender.
You are my fortress.
You are my fortress.
You are my protector.
You are my protector.
I trust in you.
I trust in you.
You're my God.
You're my God.
And you protect me.
You protect me.
Anything try to scare you, try to shake you, you ought to be so full of that it just comes right out of your mouth. Anything try to hurt your kids? Did you hear me? It ought to come right out of your mouth. What ought to come out of your mouth? God is my protector. God protects us. But see, religion has taught people to be quiet. And just be afraid. And beg God. Oh God, please, please. Oh God, please don't let this happen to us. Please, please. No faith. Did you hear me? Religion has made beggars out of men. But it was never so. It was never so in the Bible. It was never so with Jesus. If you're a believer, you're not a beggar. If you're a beggar, you're not a believer. Which one are you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, We Have Authority, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204K. That's R-1204K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson invite you to join us as we welcome Jerry Savelle on Friday evening, May 4th. His mission is to attract the lost to a loving, faithful God and to teach them the uncompromising word of faith. Service starts at 7:30 p.m. and children's ministry will be provided. For more information, please visit our website, flcbranson.org, or call 417-334-9233.